bring you now Roddy McDowell as Chris Conway. Rocket Ranger!
Hello, fellows and girls. Well, here we are again for another exciting transcribed adventure with Roddy McDowell as Chris Conway, Rocket Ranger. Chris, you know, is a troubleshooter for the Rangers. And any time one of the outer planets reports trouble of any kind, it's his job to investigate. Now, last time, you remember, Chris, Doc Richards, and their little pal Tuffy were suddenly ordered to the planet Regis, where a race of rare creatures known as the Wheelmen were becoming a very grave menace. Their rocket ship had been damaged, and a forced landing was necessary. But before we get into this story, let's listen to this message. And now back to Chris Conway, Rocket Ranger. No sooner has Chris won a victory over the terrible Glar, most deadly animal ever known, than he's suddenly faced with other dangers. While returning in his rocket ship, the Star Queen, which the terrible Glar had damaged, Chris, Doc Richards, and Tuffy had to make a forced landing on the planet Regis. They suddenly found they were about to be surrendered by a race of weird creatures known as Wheelmen. They are called this because they have five legs, and when they want to travel fast, they twine their legs into a wheel, and they can roll as fast as 60 miles an hour. They have a body like an octopus, and they're just as strong and treacherous. If you ever meet a Wheelman, don't antagonize it, because they have terrible tempers. Today we find Chris, his scientific friend Doc Richards, and their little furry pal Tuffy inside their rocket ship, unable to take off, with the Wheelmen gathering in ever-increasing numbers outside. Now the big question is, should Chris try to make friends with these strange creatures from another world, or should he fight it out with them? Outside, he can hear the muttering of the Wheelmen. And Chris is saying to Doc Richards,
Doc, the motors are shot. If I only had a couple of hours, I could fix them, I think. Just listen to those Wheelmen.
Yes, Chris, I think you could if we had a machine shop aboard the Star Queen and a complete electronics laboratory and the five radionic activators necessary for testing.
Thanks, Tuffy.
Oh, well.
But he's right, Doc. Did you get that picture in your mind that he was trying to give to us?
I don't know.
Well, look, I'm a spit and string man myself. Now, I know you know all about it. You're a scientist. But I'm a guy who does things. Give me a screwdriver and a couple of hours and or a pair of pliers, and I'll get this crate out into space again.
Perhaps you could, Chris, and I'm sure that you could, but we just don't have the time. Item one, we have a broken airlock. Item two, the Wheelmen are coming closer. Item three, they can break in and capture us whenever they please. Item four, they can broadcast their thoughts like Tuffy can. Tell me, Chris, are you getting that message from them now?
Yes, I think so. It's a strange sort of a thing inside my head, Doc. It sounds like they're saying, yeah, they're telling us to surrender. Doc, that's the strangest thing that ever happened to me. I'm going to tell them to go jump in a lake.
Well, wait a minute. Be careful, Chris. Don't be impetuous. We should be able to outthink them. See, look, they're coming closer. I strongly advise that we surrender. Oh, yes, I most certainly do. We can take our wrist transmitter receivers and keep in touch with main base. That's the only way we can talk to them since our motors are out. We could try to take the disintegrators, though I do think that these creatures will probably take them from us. Don't be rash, Chris. Don't be rash. Sometimes I really think it's better to think a thing over. Oh, much better.
I guess you're right, Doc.
Of course I am.
And with all their cities and their millions, they've got us hopelessly outnumbered.
Well, that's right.
Well, I tell you what, we'll take our emergency kits, our transreceivers, and our disintegrators. Oh, I wonder if we'll be allowed to keep any of them.
Who should I know?
But, Doc, I don't like just to walk out there and die with my hands up.
We won't die.
Tuffy's right. We won't die, Chris. You know you've been in some mighty tough spots before. To mention a recent and very memorable one, tracking down that animal known as the Glar.
Well, I guess that's about the only thing we can do now. I guess we'll have to open the airlock, go out peacefully, and hope they'll receive us the same way.
Huh.
Well, we have no other choice. Let's hurry before they come in after us.
Chris and Doc Richards quickly leave their rocket ship, step outside, and are surrounded by the Wheelmen. One of the leaders search Chris, another searches Doc Richards, taking their emergency kits and disintegrators. They examine the wrist trans receivers, but deciding these were harmless, did not take them. They looked at Tuffy, and as they seemed about ready to take him, Chris was on the point of starting a fight when Doc Richard suddenly said...
Chris, please don't do anything. Oh, heavens.
Hello, Tuffy. Tuffy, they gave you back to me. If they hadn't, I was ready to break every spoke in their wheels. Sure, boy. I'm glad you're back. Latch onto my car. Right there, that's right. Well, Doc, look, they seem to be holding a conference there. Probably deciding what to do with us.
Yes, I'm very much afraid so.
Wait, I'm getting a message from them. They're telling us to come along. Come on, Doc. I guess we've got to obey orders for a while.
Yes, I suppose so.
Look, they're turning and marching in front of us.
Yes. Chris, look, I just thought of something. I hope it's good. Tuffy agrees. Look, I don't think these wheelmen can understand our words. I really don't think they can. I think they can only broadcast their thoughts the way that Tuffy does. I suggest that we try them, I really do. If they can't understand, it may turn out to be an advantage.
Hey, you may have something there, Doctor. I'll try it.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, you! Hey, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you that I think you're... of you perambulating pentapods. I think you're horrible, see? I think you're the ugliest creatures I ever saw. I'm going to kill every one of you.
Doc, they're not doing anything except motioning us to come along.
Yes. You see, I think I'm right, Chris. I don't quite know how we can use this knowledge, but I have found in a long, and I must say a very long and a very full life, that anything you know can usually be used to advantage. Oh, yes, now you don't know that yet, but you're young and strong and brave and full of life, but you'll have to live and learn, that's right.
I wonder where they're taking us to. I don't suppose it matters. Hey, Tuffy. Did you get that picture, Doc? The one from Tuffy? He says we're going to jail. I wouldn't know why. Hey, look. Look, suddenly we are on a pavement.
Yes, and the face feels good, too.
Oh, we've got something hard under our feet, anyway. Say, Doc, look, they've got airplanes, and they're round. Hey, look at that, like they are. Look, here comes around something or other. Could it be a police car, maybe? Yeah, that's what it is. And look, it's shaped like a ball. They're motioning us to get in. We have no choice, so let's go. But where's the driver, Doc? Surely this thing doesn't go by itself.
That's right. There's the driver, but there must be. But since he's part of the octopus, Chris, he naturally would be slouched down in the driver's seat. Wouldn't you, if you were an octopus, my friend?
Not having been one, I hadn't thought of it. But I guess you're right. Well, here we go. I wonder where to. I hope it's not to our doom. Doc, do you suppose we could take this vehicle over and take it back to the rocket ship? I think I'll investigate. Doc, I have difficulty in moving. How about you?
Yes, I do.
They're holding us in by some mysterious power. What you call a force field, I guess. Doc, look out there.
Where?
Look, the weird cities. How strange they look.
Yeah, they certainly do.
That's the strangest thing I ever saw. I can't believe it. It gives me the creeps.
You're right, Chris. Those are the most unusual buildings I've ever seen in my life. They have no corners at all.
Yes, that's odd, isn't it?
Not so odd. If you put yourself in the place of a wheelman, since he is part octopus, isn't it logical that he would not want to construct anything which might harm him, such as a building with sharp corners?
Golly, Doc, you're right.
Of course I am.
You're sure that you're not part octopus yourself? Why, you seem to know so much about them. But, Doc, seriously, they've got us helpless. We've got no weapons, and we can't even move in this contraption. Whatever they say, we've got to do, even if they say die.
No weapons, Chris? We've got our minds. I don't like to hear you say that. The mind of man is the greatest and most powerful weapon we know. Everything we have, everything we know, has come about through man using his mind. As long as it operates, as long as the mind of man exists, we have a weapon.
All right, I'll buy that, Doc. I guess I was just in the dumps. Hey, Doc, we're slowing down. Doc!
Doc, they're lifting us out of the car with their force field.
Well, that's perfectly obvious. Ooh.
Look at that fancy-looking building. Only those round doors bother me. The guard's motioning us to follow him, so here we go. Watch your step, Doc.
Oh, yes, I will certainly will. There it is, you know.
I guess this is the local jail.
Yeah.
Well, here we go, up the steps. Good heavens, that's a long hallway. I wonder where we'll wind up. Look, there's a door. It's open. I hope we have a nice soft cell.
Say, boys and girls, it looks like Chris, Doc, and Tuffy have really gotten themselves into a jam this time. I'll leave it to those three to run into trouble every time. But before we find out more about the tough spot our friends are in, let's listen to this important message for a moment.
This is Roddy McDowell. What strange things will the Wheelmen do to Chris Conway and his pals? I bet none of you would like to be in this position. By the way, why don't you tell your friends to listen in, and we'll all see what happens to Chris Conway, Rocket Ranger, tomorrow. Same time, same station, transcribed. This is Roddy McDowell saying so long until then.